Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Here in Washington, President Obama says the Syrian civil war is not going to become a proxy war between the U.S. and Russia as the two countries conduct airstrikes on different groups inside of Syria. Meantime, Europeans are responding to Russian involvement in Syria, as we hear now from VOA's Luis Ramirez.
What makes Russia's involvement more worrisome for the Europeans is the fact that the goals are very different from what the U.S. and its allies in Europe's goals are. And that is that while the U.S. and its European allies seek to weaken and ultimately destroy ISIS, Russia's goals are to support the Assad regime. One of the things that was very concerning to NATO officials in particular was the fact that the reports that Russia has been hitting targets that are not ISIS, that are in fact some of the more moderate opposition, some trained by the U.S. In Syria. That clearly indicates that what they are trying to do is not so much diminish ISIS, but rather bolster Assad.
VOA's Luis Ramirez. Israel has sent hundreds of troops and reinforcements to the West Bank after Palestinian gunmen killed a Jewish couple, happened in a drive-by shooting. The attack comes amid simmering unrest surrounding the Al-Aqsa Mosque, a flashpoint for the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, where violence has spiked, that is, since the Jewish Holy High Days began nearly 3 weeks ago. Nigerian officials say the capital Abuja has been rocked by two explosions, no group claiming responsibility, but the attacks have attributes of others by homegrown extremists like the group Boko Haram. This is VOA News. The influx of refugees and migrants is testing Europe's ability to respond, especially in the poor Balkan states. We get more now from Henry Ridgewell in London.
Hundreds of thousands of migrants have arrived in Europe in just a few months. They range from the elderly to newborn babies. Many are ill or injured. Their immediate needs are clear: shelter, food, medical care. Croatia has accepted tens of thousands of migrants in just 2 weeks. Its president, Kolinda Grabar-Kitarovic, appealed for global help at the United Nations General Assembly.
Since mid-September, with almost 80,000 people entering Croatia, my country has joined the line of EU and neighboring Southeast European countries that has been heavily burdened with this crisis.
The European Union has pledged financial assistance to non-EU Balkan states. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko says he feels cautious optimism following talks in Paris with the Russian, French, and German leaders on reviving the peace process for eastern Ukraine. It was the first meeting since the leaders worked out a peace deal in Minsk in February. That accord has been troubled, but there have been signs of progress in recent weeks. U.S. government investigators have recovered 13 weapons possessed by a lone gunman who went on a shooting rampage at a community college in a rural southern Oregon area, including 6 firearms recovered at the school and 7 at the gunman's apartment. Police are attempting to determine why the 26-year-old gunman opened fire at the school, killing 9 people, wounding 7 others before dying in an exchange of gunfire with officers. President Obama spoke about the shooting.
Let's not forget, this is happening every single day in forgotten neighborhoods around the country. Every single day. Kids are just running for their lives, trying to get to school.
Investigators believe this was a case of domestic terrorism with no ties to an international group. Local sheriff called Thursday's incident a huge shock to the quiet community where residents are not strangers. About 3,000 students at the college, 58% of them are female. Most of the students are 30 or older, going to school part-time, preparing for a change in careers. President Obama urging the U.S. Congress to promptly approve a bill to fund the U.S. government to avoid hurting the economy at a time when global growth is slowing. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.